forgotten one time where you left your key, maybe your wallet, your purse. And then sometimes also, maybe perhaps some of you may have forgotten even the names of people whom you know. And especially so also, even within your families, you may forget the birthdays of your brothers and sisters, even maybe your parents' wedding anniversary. So you being also in tertiary institutions, you're busy with studies, with your exams. Perhaps you may recall time when you actually prepared very well for your exam, and then you managed to recall everything, and then you score good grade in your exam. Suppose I were to ask you to take the same exam again a week later without studying, you realize how much you have actually forgotten. So we are actually forgetful creatures. We forget things one time or another. And indeed, we also try to use various means and methods in order to help us to remember things. I know of some people who tie thread around the finger to remember, to help them remember to do certain things. I myself also use a lot of post-its. I stick it everywhere to help me remember things. And even in our mind, sometimes when we sit for exams, there's so many things to remember. We have tendency to use mnemonics in order to help us remember. And this would include, for example, making out acronyms, you know, acrostics, and sometimes also even concocting rhymes to help us remember. So we are all forgetful creatures. Although we desire to have a good memory, the truth is we are forgetful. We cannot escape from forgetfulness. So we forget events, we forget people, we also forget things that we need to do, but there is one person whom we must not forget. We must not forget God. So this book of Ecclesiastes is written by King Solomon, and that is during the time of his old age, when he actually reflected back on his own life. So here we will learn two aspects of remembering God. Now first is the reason to remember. Now why do we remember God? And that is given to us simply in the first part of verse 1. First part of verse 1 says, remember now thy creator. So here, Solomon is reminding them, remember now the one who created you. Now this word remember is given in the imperative. That means it is a command. So King Solomon commands the people of Israel here to remember the one who created you, to remember the creator. And notice he uses this name of God, the creator. There are many names in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, about God. And these names normally emphasize a certain attribute of God. For example, if you look at, if you see this word, capital L-O-R-D, it means, this name means Jehovah. And it emphasizes the faithfulness of God. The God who is the covenantal God, faithful to all his promises. Whatever his promises will certainly come to pass. Whatever he promises, he will do. Then you also see the word God, and that means Elohim. Emphasis on his omnipotence, his power. And here you notice Solomon especially chooses this name creator. So the reason to remember is simply because he is our creator, the one who created us, the one who gave us life, the one who preserves us, sustains our life. And more importantly, we are Christians. He's also the one who saved us from our sins. He's the one who sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. In the Lord Jesus and through the Lord Jesus, we have a hope and future in heaven. So, with our restored relationship with God, we also have many blessings. So, but the question here is that we are told to remember now our Creator. Now, how do we remember God? Now, we do not remember God in a passive manner. Passive manner meaning, I know who God is, I know He is my Lord and Savior, and then period, that's all. But remembering God requires our action, and that is, we need to remember God practically by fearing Him, by loving Him, by faithfully serving Him. We also remember God through His Word. That means we need to love God. We also need to love His Word. And that calls for us to diligently study His Word. We also need to remember God by having close communion with Him, and that is through prayer. Going before the Lord, especially when we have decisions to make, we do not know what to do, we go before the Lord and seek wisdom and also strength and also direction from Him. So we need to remember God in a practical manner. And on top of that, once we become believers, we are no longer our own. We cannot live our lives anyhow. So we are called on this earth to bear testimony to Him, to be a witness for Him. In fact, this reason to remember is best summed up in the first question of Westminster Shorter Catechism. And the first question we know is, what is the chief end of man? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. So reason to remember also is to for us to glorify God and also to be able to enjoy Him, enjoy a close fellowship with Him all the time. So that the reason for us to remember that He is our Creator. He's the one who created us, sustained us, and also the one who saved us. Then the second thing we need to note is the season to remember. That means, when do we remember God? And this is given in the rest of the verses, in verse 1 as well as in verse 2. Now here notice Solomon says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now here youth means a person who is young. So he commands the people of Israel, remember your Creator in the days when you are young. And this word young actually applies to both the feminine as well as the masculine form. So in other words, it applies to everyone, regardless of their gender. So notice here, he says, remember thy Creator when you are in your youth. Now, why did Solomon actually write this? Why did he emphasize in your youth? So here, he was writing this when he was in his old age. And in his old age, the context of this was the pain as well as the sorrow that he had over his life that he lived. Now, Solomon, he had wasted his life in the days of his youth. So he actually was one who started out well. The book of 1 Kings records for us his life. And then you learn how he began his reign very well. When he ascended the throne, God had asked him what he would want to have. And Solomon requested from God just wisdom in order to rule over the people. And God was very pleased with his request. God not only gave him wisdom, but also at the same time honor and riches. And indeed, Solomon became one who was very rich. If you look into the book of 1 Kings, it reflects his life, how as a king, he had these trading ships that were sent all over the world. And then they would actually trade and bring back goods. And every year, he would bring back 25 tons of gold as tribute to him. So he was very rich. In fact, the city of Jerusalem, plentiful with silver and gold. His own throne was made out of gold, and he ate out of utensils made out of this also gold. So he was very rich. And at the same time also, it records for us how he had these 400 stalls. And these stalls would be places where they kept chariots and horses. And he also had many horses, 12,000. So over time, he became powerful. He had prestige and also had wealth. But this proved to be his undoing, because eventually he also married foreign wives. He had 1,000 wives, 300 concubines. So he had this large number of wives. And these foreign wives caused him to go into idolatry. And at the end, Solomon sinned against the Lord. Okay, so the Lord actually had commanded all kings of Israel never to multiply wives, silver or gold, nor to multiply horses. And Solomon did all this. And on top of that, he also did things in order to try out worldly pleasures. So everything that he thought could give him enjoyment as well as happiness, he tried them all. But at the end of it, when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, his conclusion was this, that all these things caused him vexation of spirit. And also they were vain things to him. So what happened to Solomon is that he had failed to remember God. He forgot about God. some point of his life, he did not depend on God anymore. He did not seek guidance from God. Now, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now, here, why did he actually write this? It also tells us. Now, youth is a time when a person is in the prime of his life. That means a person is best in terms of his health and strength. A person in the youth normally is a person who is very eager to learn. A person who likes to try out new things, who likes to take risks. A person who likes to experience the world. But the period of youth is also a period when the person is exposed to the most temptations. So when you actually want to try out things, there will be many things that also tempt you. And in this case, especially, also we see how Apostle Paul in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy, spoke about and warned us about fleeing from youthful lusts. So he especially termed this as youthful lusts. And what are these? Things that appeal to gratification of our bodily needs as well as our passions and desires. So, and this would include things like seeking after ambition, seeking after pride, and also seeking after vain glories. Now, these things during the time of Solomon are still present today. Now, why is Solomon writing this? It's actually, it's like him saying to all of us, don't be like me. I have wasted my youth pursuing after all these vain things, these worldly things. If you're young, you take opportunity to remember God, to seek after God, to follow after him, and also to know his word well. This will be able to carry you throughout your life. So this is Solomon's warning to us. So he continues here explaining why it is good for us and the best time for us to remember God in our youth. He says further in verse 1, he says, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So he is contrasting remembering God at a very young age compared to trying remembering God when you are growing old. Now here the evil, the word evil here does not mean evil as in committing sin. Evil days refer to days of old age. He is speaking in a very figurative manner. So he says, in the days of your old age, and he's implying here that you will experience sickness, all kinds of ailments, your life will be very burdensome. And that's why he says, of these evil days, I have no pleasure in them. So he experienced all these things. So he went on further to explain what happens when one actually grows old. And this will be in subsequent verses from 2 all the way down, but we'll just look at verse 2. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. So this is spoken in a figurative manner. It describes a person in his old age, what he will experience. Now, the sun, the light or the moon, or the stars be darkened, refers to a person with old age whose eyesight becomes very dim. In other words, he cannot see so well. And we indeed know elderly people, you know, as you grow old, you experience all kinds of eye problems. And for example, people with cataracts, their lens in the eyes becomes clouded, so they cannot see well. So he's saying, when you grow old, these are the things that happen to you. Your eyesight is affected. And then it says, nor the clouds return after the rain. Now, we know that clouds, when they come, they are rain clouds. They're heavy laden with vapor, so they will discharge a lot of water. So here, there's a description, a figurative description of the ailments that elderly people face. It will be one after the another. It's like clouds coming, discharge the rain, cause a storm. And then after that, it's calm. And then after that, another cloud comes, carrying rain, and then discharge. So here, you know of elderly people. They suffer all kinds of ailments. Some of them suffer from diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, so on and so forth. I myself, okay, I also experience all these things. So here he's emphasizing, what is he trying to say by contrasting a person who is young, remembering God, and a person who is at the old age, remembering God? He's trying to say here is when you're old, even though you desire to serve the Lord, your health as well as your energy may not permit you to do so. So the best time to build up a relationship with the Lord, to serve the Lord, would be the time when you are in your young, when you are young, when you are in your youth. So here we see the season to remember. The season to remember is especially best when person is in his youth. This is not saying that we do not remember God in other parts, in other areas of our life, other when we are aged, when we become old or what. But here it actually emphasizes the best time for you to remember the God, to build a close relationship, is when you are young. Now, so in this short devotion, as you reflect on the life of Solomon, okay, he had experienced all these things. So his emphasis to us is that don't waste your time during the time of your youth. And he had wasted his life when he was in youth, pursuing after all the worldly pleasures. It caused him to be distracted. It caused him to be taken away. He took away his focus from the Lord. And then he strayed away. And then he also warns us that if you do that, then you're left with your old age. And in your old age, even if you want to serve the Lord, you may not have the health, may not have the energy to do so. So I believe that this also applies to all of us, and especially for you all in FCM. You are in your youth, prime of your life, just as Solomon has said. So the question is, are you spending time, investing time, building a close relationship with God? Are you spending time studying His Word so that you know it well? This will help you build a foundation that will carry you throughout your life. So take opportunity especially to study His Word, just like you are coming to FCM. I believe in your respective churches, you also have various fellowship groups. Take every opportunity to study the Word of God, to know it well, even for FABC courses. And that will help you build up a very strong foundation in the Word of God, and it will help you carry yourself throughout life. And this is a reminder that is given. For myself, okay, I do not have the youth part because I became a believer only when I was adult, maybe about 30 years old, then I became a believer. So I don't have this portion in my youth that I can actually spend. But regardless, I also thank God. I have a very short time in order, after that, in order to catch up, to learn the Word of God. I thank God for giving me the opportunity, indeed calling me to FABC to have an intensive study of God's Word. But having said that, FABC for me also, I consider it's a place where it teaches you how to study the Word of God. At the end of the day, after FABC, you also realize how much you do not know, not how much you know. So studying God's Word is a continual process. And for yourselves, being young, you have a longer time in order to study. So take good opportunity. So here, remember, we are told here, Solomon reminds us, remember God, He is our Creator, the one who created us, the one who has given us life, sustained us. More importantly, He has saved us from our sins. And that is for a purpose. We are left on this earth to bear testimony, to be witnesses for Him. And then that He will be coming soon. So we will also be accountable for what we have done for Him. And indeed, He also emphasizes here the season for us to remember. Best when we are in the young, when we are actually able to learn things also very well, absorb things. I'm sure your minds are sharper than mine. You can probably remember things better than I. Because now I'm even more forgetful. As I grow old, there is, in science tells you, this area in the brain which is responsible for keeping memory, storing memory, that deteriorates over time. So maybe as we go through this devotion, take home with this message. Okay? Always remember God. Okay? Remember God, especially when you are young. May the Lord help us. So let us pray. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, how we thank Thee even for this passage which talks about King Solomon and even sharing his life, how he had lived his life, and with regrets, over the time that he had wasted even in his youth. He did help us all, even to always remember thy goodness, thy grace in saving us. Thou art our creator, thou art our sustainer, thou art our savior. Help us to be grateful and thankful and spend our time wisely, even to continue to grow in grace and knowledge of thee, and also to serve thee with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We thank thee for all this, we pray, giving praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.